Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be in the zone. Oh, that's why. Okay, that's, I hope, yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be in the zone tonight. We're going to be talking on a lot of subject matter that might be a little bit intense for some of you. No, I'm not talking about sex or strong language or any of that crap. I'm talking about the nitty gritty, salt of the earth, rubber to the road, real deal stuff. I'm going to play something for you. We're going to start off tonight in regarding to frequencies and the effect of these frequencies and the actual research on them. And what's interesting, say the least, is that the technology of 6G, I've been talking about it for 3 years. 3 years I have been blasting away that 6G is more dangerous, they're using it, so forth and so on, and everybody's still ranting and raving about 5G. And I couldn't believe how ignorant the people that were ranting around 5G are. Totally effing stupid, if you ask me. But anyway, I found one of the leading guys in the research, an XMI5 guy, that was on the bandwagon talking about this stuff. And 6G was already incorporated into the 5G antenna when they constructed them. Now I'm only going to play a small part of this. Well, I could probably play the whole thing, I guess. No, I'm going to play just a small portion of this video because there's so much to cover tonight. And I want you to be aware that all your illnesses, irrespective of what they are, I don't care what you got. Headaches, body aches, STDs, genetics. If they're not tied to these bioweapons, they're all tied. And the bioweapon is also a form of epigenetics. Epigenetics, for those of you who have not been following the program, means anything that can affect your genetic code to cause breakdown into the body, causing all kinds of illnesses. Radiation, magnetic fields, electrical fields, genetically engineering of foods, genetically modifying of foods, you know, exposure to contaminants of like estrogens and metals and nanoparticles, and the big kahuna, deadly targeting radar waves that can cause immeasurable damage to your body. We have been under an assault by these fucking frequencies for over 50 years plus, if not longer, closer to 70 years would be more like it. According to this researcher and this expert, he's saying they knew everything they knew about frequencies by the time 1962 had arrived. They knew how to affect the body in almost every direction. Interesting information. 6G was incorporated because 5G did not have the distance and you could stop a 5G signal. A tree, and I've been saying that forever, a tree could stop a 5G signal. An insulated house would be able to stop a 5G signal, but 6G, that's a whole other animal. And this speech I'm going to play, I got this from a friend of mine up north, Northern Ontario. She sent it down to me. And at the 19-minute mark, I said, well, what do you know? 6G. Now, you have to understand something about this report. This report came out in 1973-74. That's how long this thing has been out there. You haven't been told about it because they've been gradually bringing you to it, saying you need more speed. You need more speed. You got to have faster downloads. You got to be able to do this. 2G and 3G was fine. But like everything else in this inverted shithole, everything's not designed to our benefit. Everything's designed to distract us. So while we're being distracted with the bullshit, they then kill you with the toy. That's how it's been going on. You got the coronavirus. Oh, get the shot. The shot will save you. The shot will protect you. Oh, the shot's going to do this. Oh, the shot. The shot. Now you're all shot. Those who took these shots. You even got a Chinese portable crematorium. I just got this the other day. I couldn't believe it. They're driving down. If you see a dead body out in the street, they pick up the body and they throw it in this blazing furnace that they're carrying in the back of a truck. Coming to America. Coming to Canada. Coming to the Commonwealth. Coming to Europe. Coming to Africa. Coming to the Middle East. Coming to the Near East. Coming to the Far East. It's just coming. Imagine that. Driving down the road. And I said this two years ago or so. That there'll be enough dead bodies on the street that they'll be burning them with a flamethrower. Now they have sophisticated that so it won't traumatize the rest of you, because the rest of you took the shots will see the flamethrower thinking, I'll be next. Oh, now you'll just die and throw you in the furnace and drive away. Now, I'm going to throw a thought out here right now before I start this. Why do you think this has all been done? Now think about my question for 1 second. I'm going to provoke you to thought, and then I'm going to tell you the answer at near somewhere in the show. Now, don't you like these type of shows? Drives you crazy. They just don't tell you the thing in the beginning. But anyway, think about this. Think about this. For the last 90 years, the medical establishment has not cured anybody. Nobody. They have treated conditions. They have taken blood tests. Clue number one. They have taken stool samples, hair samples, urine samples, tissue samples, organ samples. Clue number two. So why do you think for the last 90 years, and especially in the last 2.9 years, they have released a so-called released a problem on the general population and then injected them with a bioweapon? That's the third clue. Why do you think they've done all this? What do you think would be the ulterior motive to all this? I will give you the answer in the show. But first, we're going to hear an expert talking about this wonderful technology. This technology was going to make our lives better. What a joke. Like everything else, what a joke. What an inversion. All right, hold on. Here we go. They get you set up.
Boom. Here, our local paper, or my local paper, out at Bobby Tracy, the advertiser here, we are culling. Now, the reason given to us, we are culling in the Teignbridge area, that I come under Teignbridge, 90,000 trees, to stop the prevention of dieback. I don't know what dieback is, I'm not a tree expert, but we are cutting down 90,000 trees, and we are also cutting down, it is 440,000 trees along the road, so that they do not pose a danger to motorists. Now, I wrote a letter to the newspaper along with a lot of other people, mine is here, and I said, is it a coincidence that we have to cut down 440,000 trees suddenly posing a danger at the exact location that 5G needs to go? Animals lose their immune system, all animals, and those that use the sun or the Earth's magnetic field, they become disorientated. Migrating birds get lost, butterflies get lost, and you have quite a lot of harm, particularly on insects. Insects, they have a large surface area to body volume, and their surface area absorbs more radiation than the body can hold. It's known that one of the 5G frequencies, when it was tested on a bee, just absolutely saturated the bee. The bee lost its immune system and the whole thing turned to pus inside. The most comprehensive and legal study. This is a 15-year study, hundreds of papers, a 15-year study. Mount Nardi and Mount Matheson World Heritage Site in Australia. World Heritage Site in Australia. The study was for, and this is a legal study, for the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and the conclusion over Mount Nardi, Mount Matheson, they only had 105 transmitters, which isn't that many, over 15 years, and I've never seen anything described like this before. They said, over the last 15 years, this affects not only the top of the life chain species, but they are devastating the fabric of the community of the World Heritage, causing genetic deterioration in an insidious, massive, and ever-escalating scale. To truly understand what these studies reveal is to stare into the abyss. And I've never seen the word abyss in a scientific paper. And I thought, I'll just look it up in my Oxford dictionary to get the proper meaning, because this is coming here with our nature. This is coming here. And under my Oxford dictionary, under abyss, it is an abyss of despair, a catastrophe, primal chaos, hell, and a bottomless chasm. Now, you can choose 5G than just putting up little boxes on lampposts. 5G is the new generation. It is not a wave, it is a beam. It is going to be used by around 53 organizations in this country, plus the Secret Services, plus the military, plus the American bases and their frequencies. There are quite a lot of frequencies that people don't know about that are going up when you have a 5G transmitter, and most of them are secrets. In fact, there are a lot. And 5G is going to merge. When I look at the frequencies, the spectrum across the whole range, 5G is going to merge basically with Wi-Fi 6. And they are already producing 6G.
Okay, you just heard them. This is a 1974. So anyone that's telling you that 6G doesn't exist is full of shit. Period. And the guy is telling you that when they were talking 5G, we're not now talking 5G as a transmission. And he goes into it. I'm going to let him continue playing here. 5G is a millimeter range. 6G is a nanometer beams. These are beams. These aren't like a radius or a circle. These are beams. When you look in the radar maps that I've been talking about, especially in Michigan, for those of you in Michigan, pay real close attention. When you see that particulate matter, it looks like paintballs exploded on the state. Those are beams that are being transmitted or being released into the atmosphere or into the ground. We're not just getting hit with some, local wave. Same in Ontario. When you look at that shit coming out of Toronto, that's going all the way across the province. Now, I got a theory on these beams in Michigan and in Ontario, and it's the only thing that seems to make sense to me. And today, I also have a link where you actually can see them terahertzing one of the, it's either Lake Ontario or Lake Huron, I'm not really sure. But you can see what looks like it's trying to create a funnel in the water. And you see the water waves are rippling like crazy. This is a beam hitting the water. Now, when you look at the state of Michigan, and you look at the province of Ontario, and you see the beams going all the way from Toronto, all the way past Midland, Ontario, all the way past Timmins and Cochrane area, up in that way, all the way down to Syracuse, Olean, Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio, down to Detroit. The beams stop at Chatham, that area, but they keep coming down. See them going all the way across Owosso, Michigan. You see the beams coming, shooting down from northern, either Wisconsin or Canada, going through Lake Superior into Michigan. Lake Superior. Beams shooting across from Lake Superior to Lake Huron. All the five lakes are being hit with these beams. They are drying the Great Lakes. You're hitting these Great Lakes with massive power beams and massive microwaves. What happens if you put a little water in a microwave and you hit it? It literally heats up the molecules and releases the hydrogen and the oxygen from the water. Take a hard look at those maps. That's why we're all feeling like shit in Michigan and Ontario. They're hitting us with beams of radiation, not just little, waves or little and those particles you're seeing are those nanometer beams, and that's also the nanotechnology that's in the air. When these beams hit the nano, they supercharge them. They don't just charge them. They supercharge them because they're superconductors. That means there's absolutely no resistance to the flow of energy. And that's hitting our water table. Anybody that's surrounding the Great Lakes, that's Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ontario, Quebec. Even Quebec's getting popped. Ottawa's popping all kinds of beams through Quebec and along the St. Lawrence. They are trying to dry up the waterway. Some of you might say that doesn't sound feasible. Look at the water table around the earth. How many lakes and riverbeds and streams have dried up? They're showing that there's this major drought growing across the planet. Bullshit. That's all bullshit. They are drying the lakes and riverbeds up with these these nanowaves. These beams of energy. Start reading those maps correctly and look where the beams are flowing. Anyway, I'm going to let this guy continue talking because, again, everyone needs to wake the hell up here. While they've been bullshitting us with a fake pandemic that never even was, and they injected everybody with this bioweapon to further cause more experimentation. And like I said, I'm going to get to the answer on that one. This was all an experiment. This was all to see and study the effects of the immune system, the genetic code, and dying. See, let me give you another clue. If I thought the planet was going to suffer dire devastation, and I had all this wealth, Rome is telling all the churches, bring your wealth here, put it in the central spot, and I knew there was great devastation coming, I would try to look at every possible angle for me to survive the coming destruction. So I would need something that would give me a contingency for every possible way of dying. 7 billion people, 5 billion of them are infected, more than enough data to have collected or now have been inserted to collect data from and to study. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. So, all right, I'm going to let this gentleman continue because he's far wiser than I in this subject matter. But I've been putting two and two together and it's not looking good. Hold on. Here we go.
5G and Wi-Fi 6 are getting very, very close together. They are going to be used in unison. In 1977, I have the paper, an experiment was carried out on animals and humans using 5G. I won't go into the units, but the radiation level, the unions, the humans and the animals were subjected to was at a level of 62. They were subjected to a level of 62 for 15 minutes a day for 60 days. In other words, 15 hours. That's it. You can legally, under the International Commission and our government, under the thermal regulations, you and all of the animals and all the trees, if 62, and I'm going to list the illnesses caused from a level of 62, you can legally be given for 24 hours a day, non-stop, forever, a level of 140, more than twice. The professors listed damage to the skin, liver, heart, brain, adrenal glands, blood. The fetus, children, stem cells, human sperm, honeybee. And that was just from one paper. There's the paper. It's a top.
Well, there you go. For some reason, it cut it off at a certain point. But I think I've got, let's see if that's the rest of it here. Hold on. Oh, of course, Facebook took it down. Imagine that. Well, I recorded the bulk of it. Anyway, you will get the bulk of this recording. And again, you have to think, and this is where most people don't do. They don't think. If they were already having 6G in 74, what are they really emitting now? See, when you hear some of these people and these gurus and these goofballs talking their bullshit, what are they releasing now? See, I have the mindset to think a little bit more forward. And they had this in 64, and the last thing he says before they flipped the scenario there was that 5G and 6G would be used in unison. In unison. Meaning they would use them exact. 5G would be the transmitter, but 6G would be what would be coming out, or vice versa. They would have the 5G emitting whatever. But see, 5G is, and they've said this, it has a very limited range. Not 6G. This is the same guy that talked about this is the perfect weapon for a government to target an individual, hit them with these radiation beams, and literally take them out, and you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't even know it. How many of you wake up in the morning, can barely move out of your bed, especially if you're a little older? How many are having these compounding headaches, body aches, lower back aches? You know, you're stiff, you feel uncoordinated. It's because you're being irradiated. The irradiation is causing genetic damage. Like he says, this will even affect stem cells, which means that your body doesn't have the proper tools to regenerate. Turn the stem cells into pluripotent cells. Oh, what a tongue twister. Which means that they can be used to repair anything. You see, this has been the agenda. You know, the agenda of the day in order to, while we're looking over here, all these people that took those jabs have no idea now that they are at the mercy of a button. See, I've been explaining for a long time that the whole concept of lipid nanoparticle technology works like your hard disk, your hard disk. It stores data in partitions. When you open up your computer, your window opens up, your desk icons pop open, the programs start loading up, and that's all in your hard drive. Now, as you access a program, you go into the hard drive and you tell the hard drive you want to open up a Word document, or you want to open up a spreadsheet, or you want to open up some sort of drawing program, Adobe or whatever. This works on the same principle. All it takes is a flip of a switch. And now, as you can see, how many outbreaks have we had? 8, 9, 7, all in the course of 2.9 years. We're in September now. 2.9 years we have had outbreaks from one virus. Does not compute on any level, on any type of biology. Biologically, as a virus evolves, it devolves, and it gets weaker and weaker and weaker, not stronger, not morphing into some other contaminant that has nothing to do with the original protein. It devolves, gets weaker, and caves in on itself. Why do you think they keep getting people like the Quebecers? I feel so sorry for them. They got effed hard. Fifth shot? Seriously? Is nobody thinking in Quebec? This is a government slaughter. When they turn those switches on, as you are in that line of programming or down in that row of syntax, there is A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. When you get to that, when you're in that sequence and they hit that button, you're going down. You'll be lying on the street somewhere and some truck will come along, throw you in the incinerator. You'll see it tonight, so you'll get an idea what to expect for those of you who took the jab. And for those of you who didn't take the jab, remember, they can still contaminate you. Wear your ionizers and wear your defense, the stuff that you're using, to disengage their operating system. We're going to have a fight on our hands with radiation. Now, I'm looking at this picture again with the waves chirping like crazy. And again, these are waves being hit with a nano beam. What they've done is they created a cloud. They released the hydrogen and the oxygen into the air, or released whatever they hit in the water. That's been released, spreading whatever radiation right across the sky. I'm going to play you something else. Another fellow there, Eric. He's also looking at some of this, and he's got some good perspective, so I'm gonna let him do the talking. Give me 1 minute. Here we go.
Morning, approaching the witching hour. I woke up with my ears popping in a low bass tone in both ears. And then I had a vibrating sensation from the top of my shoulders. This is all posterior, from the top of my shoulders all the way down, basically to my lower calves, like a vibrating feeling. And then after that, my ears popped again, and then I had a high-pitched tone in my ears. I said, well, let me go check out, see what's going on in the world. So I fired up my NexRad radar stuff, and this is what I see. Okay, what I'm going to show now is that these areas, these epicenter areas, they get a little bit more brighter. And me and Tony were talking the other day, and we kind of said they're like earthbound supernovas, if you will, and they're all over the United States. So these things had a brighter presentation, and at the climax, I guess you will, or the apex of the cycle, and everything set up on cycles, these cycles can be timed out perfectly. However, sometimes I believe there is a different level or a different level of magnitude that comes to the end of these cycles. And at the 3 o'clock hour, when I got up to look at this stuff, it was much brighter. And there was one NexRad antenna that was putting out a different waveform, if you will. Right through here. And usually it has the same presentation as you would see right here, right here, right here. However, this one and this guy both had two different presentations this time. So basically what I'm showing right here is I went and checked the actual weather radar, right? And that's all we got. This little guy right here. So pretty much everything going on in the middle of the night is 100% radiological. So now, basically, what I'm showing you is a 4 second cycle that's going to repeat and repeat and repeat. And so there's a lot of activity going on in a 4 second cycle. Correction, it's a minute cycle compressed into 4 seconds and repeating it. So you can see all the activity over and over again in the same cycles that do not stop. So now what I want to show is I'm beginning to, since I've been talking to Tony P, I start to look at things a little bit different. I have a hypothesis, if you will, on if there's no clouds, there's no anything weather related going on in our sky this night. So what is all this? I think it's particles. And I'll show you something. Just look at these things. They just look, these areas, they almost look like sand or something that fine shifting around in the sky. All right, now look at this. This is salt exposed to frequency. And I slowed it down. Now look at that, right? So I would say salt is fairly abundant, especially in our bodies, in our cells. Could that be us? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not trying to, we got enough fear porn out there today, but I'm just saying is that our bodies, we're salt creatures, you know, electrolytes. Delaware, one of their supernova events. And of course, Michigan. They are lighting Michigan up. All right, now I'm going to show you these pulses. Boom. Gone, right? This area right here is pulsing. Boom, gone. Back. It's hard to capture it. And then also hard to label it. But you have this pretty much in every single state. You'll have one antenna that is pretty much centralized within the state, but you'll have this pulsing effect in a centralized area of almost every state, but you have to have antennas that are just staying steady for the most part. I mean, obviously they're pulsing to a degree, but they're not flickering like this one right here in the center. We will have no clue what that is doing to our bodies. Okay, this was Texas. This is all from 3 o'clock onward, everything we got here. And so again, I checked the radar, and at the time there was nothing going on in this area of Texas. What are they if they're not clouds? If there was no clouds there, what are they? Now watch these, they basically evaporate. Whatever's going on right here in these supernova events, they're just evaporating whatever the heck was there. Clouds hovering over, or whatever it was, and then 100% gone. Just gone, erased. And so I'm gonna wrap this up. In one of my last videos, I was talking about these lightning events. And I was noticing something off the coast of Virginia, where there's supposedly an island called Hamilton. So it's kind of funny, like this area right here, it should be the only area that you can see weather activity. And yeah, they're giving you some cloud formation or whatever out here. But what you'll start to see is this is a dark gray area. According to this radar, everything that's dark gray is unlisted or not monitored. This would be, the light gray would be only a monitored area. What you'll notice is what I was calling these areas right here, probably some form of radiological tech or high levels of radiation. Just look at all this lightning that's going on over top of these areas right here. Right on through here. It's everywhere. Now what type of infrastructure is out here? They're energizing the water, doing something. All right, this is my report. Take care. Be safe.
There you go. There you go. We are, these links will be on there tonight. What I did on my show tonight, I got a folder with the video from the gentleman in the UK, plus a friend of mine found in Romania. She found the research on the what he was talking about. So that's also in there. And Eric's video is also listed here. It's there's two links, so if you can't get it on Rumble, you'll get it on the other one. Because anytime I see something of value, I try to record it as well. So they do take, like, they just took off the Facebook one, but I still have the recording. Dun, 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 dun. So you'll have it. Okay, you'll have it. I got on here. I played this once before. Actually, it was Eric's video that gave me the idea. There's a video called Cymatics. It's on YouTube. I've got it here. And when you look at that video, it's a phenomenal video showing you how frequencies can affect water, can affect fire, can affect elements, can affect even you. In all, it affects you, everybody. Now they're playing a instrumental using a little bit of a techno rock kind of theme, but you get the gist when you see them hitting certain frequencies, the salt changes patterns. What's that doing to our DNA? What's that doing to the nanoparticles inside your body? What's that doing to the tissue cells? What's that doing to your genetic code? So you got to start thinking in these terms, okay? You have to start thinking in these terms. The a buddy of mine in Spain did a video on the nano deconstruction using the anti-nanotech that I've developed, and he also developed his own version of it. So I use the anti-nanotech. You can see when it hits the nano component, it literally shuts down the assembly, destroys it. So there's a video on that for those of you who are need to see what happens on a microscopic scale. Again, it's very important that you understand why I say you have to disengage it before you can remove it, because as you see the video, you see it assembling using the protein, his protein, assembling the fullerene or the what's called the lattice. The lattice is the foundation of whatever they're going to assemble. Then your origami is built on that lattice, which then creates the foundation for the fullerenes and the dendrimers and the quantum dots and everything else to again shoot from there. Okay, it's really important that you understand what we're seeing today and what's really going on. Well, they got everybody looking at the injections, and you know we're gonna do this, and they're you know wearing a mask and getting your shot. So that the prime minister of this country can make more money every time he gets a shot, he gets a kickback. You know, he's probably a billionaire today now because he's murdered his own people. Now, let me get back to the riddle. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Remember I said that I asked a question at the beginning of the show. What would be the purpose of doing all this? What would be the purpose of demociding or planeticiding or genociding a population of people? What would be the purpose of putting a transceiver inside of a person's body? What would be the purpose of having a cell phone jacking into somebody's DNA? What would be the purpose of monitoring how people are dying and then collecting the data? What would be the purpose of having a transceiver installed into a cadaver buried underground? What would be the reason for this? And then, you know, and gave you some clues. If I was looking for, I'm a billionaire. Let's just pretend I'm a billionaire. I'm not really a billionaire. I don't think I really want to be a billionaire. But anyway, I'm a billionaire and I see that the world is coming to an end. Everything is going to come to a screeching halt. And maybe as a billionaire, I have looked into the Bible and realized that these prophecies are all lining up and the end of the world is coming. A new reset is about to happen. But in my thinking, I'm thinking I want to survive that. So now what am I doing? I am now infecting people with all kinds of things. I've allowed people for 90 years not to be healed of anything. I have all the solutions to cure the body, but instead I am studying the body's means of fighting off a contagion. That's why they didn't want people to come up with cures for cancer, because it would interfere with their research. That's why they didn't want people to come up with cures for PMS or digestive disorders or pancreatic disorders like diabetes, thyroid disorders, because they induced those disorders with frequencies and other epigenetics. eating soy. They know soy is a poison. There's no health benefit to soy whatsoever. Anybody who still believes that is about 50 to 60 years backward. In their releasing of, and if you look at soy, just for FYI, go look at the FDA database. It's in the poison plant database. So they've been feeding you a poison plant, knowing damn well it's a poison plant. And I stated, we talked to farmers, they said nothing will go near that shit. Not even a bug. So now they're feeding us poison foods. Canola oil, another poisonous food. Flaxseed oil, another poisonous food. It's not even a food. Once it goes rancid, it's just a wood stain. Fish oil, which is all oxidized. Another poisonous food. All these things that they've been, and then metals. They want you to take metals in your body, like silica and zeolite and bentonite clay and all these metals, lead and cadmium and silica and aluminum. Just, and they all seem to have silica and aluminum. These things they know will break you down on a genetic level. Why do you think they do an autopsy on a person's body? When you die, they are studying the cause and the effect, and then they study the cells and they study the DNA. Because then they can see how the DNA was coping. They can see how the genetic code was coping. And now from that you can create a designer gene, a super gene, if you will. The transhuman thing is all bullshit. That's for the slaves they want to save. That's for the people, they want to transfer their essence of their brain into a machine so that that machine will be their perfect slave or bodyguard. So the reason why they did all this is because they want to be immortal. I downloaded a video for everybody to watch. They gave the clue away a long time ago. You can watch it. Pay close attention to the details. Don't, as Kosh says in this show, pay attention to the music and not the words. Pay attention to the theme and not what you're seeing. Pay attention to what is really going on. In the scenario, this doctor had discovered through slaughtering planets, that by slaughtering people with different means of disease and contrivances that they developed, these people developed in their bodies the means to fight off what was killing them. And then she designed a cocktail for herself that allowed her to live forever. Now, you will watch this video and you'll begin to connect the dots, I hope. Because that's what this has all been about. The last 90 years of our history in this world, in this globe, has been nothing but an experimentation to, again, harvest the genetics required so that these entities can be gods, small g, really small g. But I will tell you something in that theme, okay? Even if they do succeed, let's say they do. It's an interesting thing, creating a super gene that will not allow you to die. Even in death, you'll still be alive. Imagine that. Now imagine being taken into an eternal place of torment and vexation. And no matter how you get hit, your body adapts to heal so that you can continually feel the torment and the hell. It's a jail they're building for themselves, because you reap what you sow. If you are going out there destroying life so that you can live, then you'll suffer a fate worse than death. It's interesting. It's an interesting paradox, say the least. Anyway, I wanted to point that out, and I want everyone to start thinking. Get your head out of this syntax mentality, line upon line. You got to start looking at the whole picture. You know. So that you can see what's really going on and understand the nature of our assault. These things that are in charge of us may not, most likely, are not even men and women. Not like us. They are something else. Of some other genetic. And they are looking to harvest, like a vampire, DNA and genetics so that they can continue to exist. That's what we're, that's the yoke we're under. And that's why they continue to perpetuate their experimentation and exploitation on mankind. Not human, mankind. Our species, mankind. That's what this has been all about. That's why Jesus came down here to save us. Because we are just not seeing what's really killing us. And he tried to explain it many times. Matthew 23. What did he call them? Brood of vipers. Whitewashed tombs. Traverse land and sea to make a child twice, to make someone twice the child of hell than they were. Either going into heaven or allowing anybody else to go there as well. To trap so they can continue their harvesting. That's why he came down here, to save us from that. Because we don't know how to fight that. And if we knew how to fight that, we would have beaten it already. That's the reality. That is the hardcore reality. Tonight you can look at all this. Again, you know, I forgot one thing too. Now the United Kingdom wants the British people to drink sewer water. They'll be doing that here in Canada as well, saying they can recycle sewer water. I have news for everybody. There are certain things in their recycling that just doesn't work. They cannot filter out birth control. They cannot filter out hormones. They cannot filter out the nano. You know. So when we're looking at this idea of drinking recycled water, well, that's okay if you distill it, but they're not going to go through a distillation process. That is not the way they're going to do it. And the bullshit they keep propagating, how this is going to be perfectly safe, they have no credibility. They have absolutely no credibility. The shots are going to be safe. You'll be okay. They'll protect you from the infection. Boom, boom, boom. I finished watching that video, by the way. You know, it's if you can't see that and not see that this planet is being assaulted, then you're blind in one eye and can't see out the other. You know, it's either that or you just don't want to have a reality. You just don't want to face reality. But that's okay. Not facing reality means you're just going to die that much faster. That's all. How you die, who knows. But that's all that really means. And the last thing I wanted to talk about, I left the earthquake map up there for those of you who didn't get in the last show. And I wanted to show that there, now the hail is coming down. In Spain, it killed a kid. But when you look at the construction of that hail, that was not a normal construct. That was a nano-assembled material. Got hit with a frequency and began to expand and grow and morph. Replicated and reproduced of itself. And that's what you saw. All those little spiky things coming out. That's not a normal piece of hail. They are weaponizing the sky. They're weaponizing the soil. You know, they're trying to. They're weaponizing the water. They're having you drink shit out of a toilet. They're weaponizing the land, the food supply. Everything is a weapon today. And when you begin to understand that, everything is a weapon today. Then you can start to develop a defense toward the weapon. If you don't, pay attention. If you'd want to pass that by, c'est la vie. It's your ass, coaches. That's how I look at it. You know, pay attention, because we are no longer living in the realm and the reality that we once thought we were in. We are living in, we are in war. We are at war. Keep that in mind. Anyway, I encourage everyone to share this information with everybody. If you have an opinion, you know, I encourage you all to have an opinion. It's important that you develop an opinion. If you have an opinion, that means you're thinking. At least you're trying to, anyway. For those of you who haven't used your brain in a long time, this one may hurt at first because you haven't exercised that muscle. But once you start and start paying attention, whoa, Nelly. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Pay attention to what he was doing. Read the book of Revelations. That is the game plan. That is the book that they're going by. Take a look at the letters. See how the church evolved and grew. How they formed a perfect union with each other. Well, a more perfect union. I'm sure they had problems. But I encourage you to read that, because as far as I can see, that's the only way out of here. Him coming back would mean that the planet is at such a level of devastation and destruction that if he doesn't come back, it'll be completely gone. That's how I see it. Again, I'm not talking about some religious papal nonsense. I'm not talking about some Protestant bullshit. I'm not even talking about some of the born-again crap, too, because that's a lot of that's nonsense, too. The concept of being born again is accurate. It's what's being preached in these places today. They're either run by Jesuits or they're run by Zionists. Either way, read it for yourself. That's all I'm going to tell you. Start reading the Bible for yourself. Don't let anybody interfere with your studies. And let God open your eyes. That's how I see it. I always say at the very top of the page, there's a lot of people up there who have contributed and are contributing to your benefit and well-being and research. So if you can help them, anybody, I don't care who, financially, please do so. If you can't, because you've been devastated by the destructive nature of the Matrix, rebuild your house. Get back online for you. And when you can, donate. But till then, you know, take care of your families, take care of whoever. And if you can do so, share this information. It's very important, I think. Everybody takes a hard look at this tonight and pay attention to what you're really being under. And when you look at these radar maps, if you're near a body of water, you're probably going to feel more problems than maybe inside the mainland, unless you're near a food supply. Cattle, poultry, things of that nature. But if you're near anybody, any kind of fresh water, even up near Red Lake, up in that area in Ontario, they have been pounding that area with frequencies. Cold Lake, Alberta, has been firing beams deep into Saskatchewan. Down near southern BC, there was a couple places today that were firing again into the oceans, into the body of water. So pay attention to these radars and where they're beaming. But Ontario in North America right now, Ontario and Michigan are de-bombed. They're the ones getting pounded. And I mean pounded. And I believe it's because both province and state are surrounding the Great Lakes. Now, I haven't been paying attention to Wisconsin and some of the other surrounding states, and I'll probably start looking more closely there. But right now, Michigan is getting pounded. And so is Ontario. If you get to windy.com and look at Toronto, look under the, when you click on the, let me see here. When you click on there, look at the click on the weather radar. And that will give you, and then just scroll around where you see these lines shooting out and storm patterns forming. And when you get to Toronto and you get to Ottawa and Montreal and maybe, holy jumping. It's incredible what I'm seeing right now. In Vermont, near Burlington, maybe Quebec City. It's just nuts what's going on there. Rawdon, Troy Rivere, Sherbrooke, where else? St. Jerome, Celebrary, holy cow, Celebrary de Valleyfield, Hawkesbury, Mont Tremblay, St. Gabriel de Brandon, whatever. You can see I speak really good French here. St. Marie, St. George. You know, it's just Cornwall. It's just horrendous. So, like I said, pay attention. Okay, because these areas are all surrounded either by the Great Lakes or the St. Lawrence or some body of water. So, anyway. Yeah, so, like I said, share the video. Share the information. I think everybody needs to hear it. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of these shows, we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.